Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is Attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
You are somebody that I don't know, but you're taking shots at me like it's Patron, and I'm just like, it's 7 a.m. Say it in the street, that's a knockout. But you say it in a tweet, that's a cop-out. And I'm just like, hey, are you okay? And I ain't trying to mess with your self-expression, but I've learned a lesson that stressing and obsessing about somebody else is no fun. And snakes and stones never broke my bones, so oh,
welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maven. And you know that if you hear the tea swizzle, what is happening here? Marcus has obviously left, and we've replaced him with Chrissy Banna.
I feel like that's my thing now.
It is. Look,
like I was driving here and I was like, oh, I should tell him to bring me in on All Time Low today. But he didn't even ask me today. So now I'm just like taking this and running with it.
Say cheese.
Cheese. That will look good. See, you can hear the pause on the radio. Like, we're pausing for the picture. So anyways, welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. We've got a couple things we want to talk to you about. Chrissy's going to join us for the rest of the show. So we'll do this second hour. We're going to talk some women's basketball. We're going to talk some game tonight. A lot of things going on in general. Some women. We've got some names on some list here I want to talk about.
Yeah.
So, yeah, starting to get some. And it's nice to get some games in. So, at least as of today, that's the word. So, we'll talk about that. The NFL playoffs are here. And DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is kicking things off with a huge offer. Counting down to Super Bowl 56. New customers can get 56-1 odds on any wildcard team to win their game. You're getting to watch this live. This is terrible. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team is victorious. All customers can also get a DraftKings Hammer the Over promotion. For every 5,000 bettors who take the over for Saturday night's game, I believe it's New England and... It's not Buffalo, is it? Is it Buffalo? New England and Buffalo?
Is it?
Whoever it is, that game, the point total will lower by half a point. Now, every time they've done the hammer, the over, that point total has got to zero.
It is Buffalo.
Okay, I thought so.
I don't know why that wasn't clicking.
I know, it was odd. But it's like, so every time they've done it, it's got to zero. So that means just 1 point scored, they win. So unless it ends in a 0-0 tie, then, you know, whatever. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code WLCL. You get 56-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5 to win $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code WLCL this wildcard weekend. At DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older. Indiana only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And if you got a gambling problem, of course, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
You did a great job there.
Thank you.
It was really good.
I can't breathe, but I did it.
You got this.
It's worse when I do it at home because if I'm at home doing the show, I walk. So I'm
that is what you pace.
I pace the whole show. I got my phone. I've got the app set up and everything, and I just pace and talk. And I'll be doing that read, and it's like.
Do you ever run into anything? Because you're not paying attention. Like you run into your couch.
My toe. Yeah, I hit my toe. I hit my toe the last time, and I text Marcus. I was like, I just ripped my pinky toe off.
Oh.
Like, it's gone.
I'm not even gonna look.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so
it's fine.
Whatever. I don't need balance, right? Anything else, Nikki?
Oh, yeah. You heard Chrissy's music. Play mine now.
Come on.
Well, that was very
anti. We can't.
There it is.
Okay.
That's my jam. With you. The Second late, but you know, that's the brand. It's a Which Wednesday. You know the music. So thanks to Jason and his team for bringing by lunch to the ESPN Little Studios. Which Wednesday. Be sure to get carryout, curbside, or delivered from the Hirschborn or Brownsboro Crossing location for lunch, dinner, or your game watch parties. It's fully staffed now and open 7 days a week at both locations. Order online or on the Which app, Which Superior Sandwiches. They also have a special. I think it's a Wicked Wednesday. You get a large Wicked sandwich, which, I mean, even yours truly can get two meals out of that thing. And that's the official go-to lunch spot of Mama and Pop's Valmet.
It was, yeah, so, I got the one over there. I got the one right by the house. I went the, I've never, like, I always just eat what they bring here.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
You've got one right by you.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. Yeah, and it's, I never stopped and, like, actually got a real sandwich from there.
Yeah.
Just phenomenal.
Yeah, no.
I say a real sandwich. I mean, like, but like,
yeah,
a
we're
hot,
spoiled because yeah, we have like the, you know, they bring us like the same usual six and they're awesome. But
sure.
There is, I play a game with people. It's called Name a Sandwich, and they'll give me a sandwich and it's on the menu. Monte Cristo, have it. Fat Elvis, have it. Peanut butter jelly, have it.
So good.
I miss deli
Ruben,
sandwiches.
Have it.
I know.
Name a sandwich, Chrissy. Is my voice just like a piece of olive came shooting out of my throat when I said that?
Well, now! No,
yeah, like, I've avoided a lot of sandwiches recently. I've had to, so.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Chrissy's on a little journey herself, so she's doing a good job.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna make her talk about it. It's her business.
I mean, it's out there.
Oh, is it? Okay.
It's on the Twitterverse.
Can we talk about this?
Yeah.
Chrissy is expecting.
Hey.
A little Chrissy.
Yeah. Bless the hearts of those around me.
That's amazing. No, it's awesome. We're so happy.
It's been good.
I know. Well, we're happy because we've got to go on this journey with you a little bit. So
yeah, I've been pretty open about it.
Yeah.
Your wife checks on me about everything. The other day.
Good. I'm glad. She asked about it too. We were down in Florida and we were looking at, because we have a niece, and she was like, oh man, we'll have to. We saw like a little outfit. She's like, once we find out what Chrissy's having, well,
couple more weeks.
We'll grab a little something for her.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Yeah, well, good stuff.
Say Nikki is a great name for
Nikki.
You think so?
However,
yeah, that could go either way right there.
Well, you didn't hear yesterday. Nikki wore a turtleneck in here.
Yeah.
I
heard.
Went out to a bar last night, too.
In the turtleneck?
In the turtleneck. And it was, I don't know, do you guys all watch Letterkenny at all? Well, they do something called the Super Soft Birthday Party, where like it's like fully adult grown man,
okay,
and they do like face painting and unicorns and, you know, make it over the top like kitty.
That sounds
and
amazing.
And so it's called the Super Soft Birthday Party. So they threw a Super Soft Birthday Party, and I showed up, and they were like, ah, you got the memo. We have the turtleneck. And I was like, no, I'm just wearing this. And they were like, oh. Here's a pink cupcake. And I was like,
nope, I wore it to work today, actually.
This is my all day outfit.
There's like an awkward
Dwayne
pause.
Johnson outfit. It's all you needed was a fanny pack and a gold chain.
I was going to ask if he had a gold chain.
I was like, that is perfect. Yeah.
I'm like, the shorts, though. Why the shorts? And I was like,
do you know? I think. I want to bring this up really quick because I'm going to get to some things with Chrissy, too. And today, the LIT is in the quarterfinals. You know, I've been talking about that.
On
the
Island
local.
ST.
See, this is what I deal with.
It's I'm kidding. I know what it is.
Jack!
Yeah. Where's Jack? Come on. But the LIT's today, so I think I'm going to head over to Valley. 4 o'clock, male and manual play. Yeah, so I'm gonna get
That'd
to
be
that.
Good, Tom.
I know, that's what I thought, because I'll probably head out to the game tonight. But it's of course we play at midnight, so feels like it's 9 o'clock. Might as well be midnight.
Listen to me right now. That is midnight.
I was gonna say, 9 o'clock, to me all the time anymore.
Oh my
gosh, midnight night. So they are. I'm gonna head over there because Mel obviously has Caleb Glenn, who's coming to Louisville. Manuel's got a young guy, DeMonte King, who's a heck of a player, and they have another guard, Christian Durer, that I'm good friends with his dad, and like he's gonna be like he's averaging, I think he's averaging as much as King or more right now. So he's a heck of a player. So I'm gonna go over there and check that out. So that's always fun. So it'll be a good evening. Nice little evening for me. And do a lot of basketball.
Time.
Yeah, get done there. And
a lot of hoops.
Head out to the Yum Center. Probably go home for a little bit. Now that I live out here, I can go watch that, go home. And I'm only 71, you know, I'm only a few minutes from the ump center. Yeah, right. So it's like, boom, you know.
It's like an 8-minute shot.
Yeah. Yeah. So then I'll go back and I'll come back to the ump center tonight at 9 o'clock and try to stay up for the game.
Man, I'm going to go to work after this.
Oh, yeah. You work.
I do work.
Oh.
Go home, probably take a nap.
There you go.
Try not to throw up, and then try to stay up for the game.
Fun.
That was real.
It's been my life lately.
Fun times. Yeah, yeah. All right, well, let's talk about it. You're in here. We got other things we're going to discuss, too.
I am trying to tweet this damn picture. I think I finally got it.
I'm just glad you got your phone.
I know, yeah. I know.
No, it's been a day.
Even Chrissy texted and was like...
I was like, do I need to break into his house on my way down? Like...
And him and Jeanette are so cute together. It's like, but still, I'm like, I don't know,
Chrissy,
man.
You are a real one. You're like, yeah, you know, yeah.
Dude, I was going to break into your place
like,
for
I
you.
Got
get
you,
it.
Bro.
Like, I got your back.
People learn why I mess with Chrissy. Like, I'm like, no, like, no, this is my girl. Like, yeah, no, we're...
I got you, Nikki.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, no, it's good to know I got an ally. I'm like, no, the opposite
she's,
sex.
Yeah. She's legit, like, a friend. Like, so... tomorrow night, game, Syracuse is on.
As of right now.
As of right now.
As of right now.
Kind of explain, because I know some people have brought it up, but I mean, just what they've kind of been through our team-wise for the last week or so.
COVID pause.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it's one of those things that we were waiting on. Mm-hmm. I kind of talked about it last time I was here. Yeah. It was hitting the men's teams pretty heavily across the country. We were just
hitting
waiting on the shoe to drop.
Mm-hmm.
With women's teams, and it finally got to us. Expected it. We were at Georgia Tech that Sunday.
Yeah.
They went on a COVID pause a couple days later. So we were just waiting on that.
Which is kind of
that call to be made.
Kind of, you know, you had the men's teams play right after that.
Yeah.
Well, it was just a couple hours after that. So I'm kind of surprised you didn't see anything come out of that, I guess.
I was a little bit surprised,
yeah,
too.
I know.
But at this point, I'm surprised at any.
You like really take every game.
Yeah.
I know, yeah. You really take every game. And you know, hopefully with advances being made, this will be the last year we have to do it. But right now, you really
we'll
still kind of take. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's like you never really know. I mean, if you would have asked me in 2020 if we'd be dealing with this in 2022, I'd be like, no.
We're like
no way.
Four strands.
Yeah. I know. It's like, no chance.
As long as they're not
about?
Killing people, I do kind of get a little excited about what the new name's going to be. Like, you know,
it's like they're like hurricanes.
Yeah, it's like Delta variant.
Are you kidding me?
All right. Ooh, Omicron. It's like.
It's like we're still in this. So Nikki V's just looking for like the silver line, like
it's
anything
like
fun he can find out of it.
Yeah, they all sound like Decepticons. Like, I just want to, you know, when this is all said and done, I want to make an action figure line of them and sell them. And then the proceeds give it to like people who are sick or lost work from COVID.
Well, thank you for turning that around.
But I want to call it like I don't know what you would call them. Like I don't know who the good guys would be because that would be polarizing.
Texter said, do we protect Chrissy from the text line? No, we just expect you guys
to. Chrissy just like offered to break into my house to cover my phone. She can take your.
I'm not some fragile little woman. I don't need protection.
She can probably handle it better than Steve.
I probably can. Yeah.
Chrissy's
yeah.
like, just let it go.
I was gonna say, protect us from it. We're the ones that was like, block him now. Never going to text you again.
Such toxic masculinity.
It is. It's like, I've got power.
Well, we both are quite mediocre.
See,
oh,
y'all
God.
Do that every
Listen.
Time I come in here, man.
No. I do not.
I'm just kidding. I love that line.
It just kills me. Okay, well, whatever. Thanks. I'm glad you like my feelings being hurt. No.
You know you are way above average.
And we were both like, I
let it go.
The more
let
I find
it
out.
Go.
This is why we need
Good.
Chrissy.
This
it
is why Chris
let
and I start.
Go.
You said something mean about
we're
us.
We're even
Chrissy.
Harry Potter fans. Like we got so much in common.
Get over it.
We should be closer to best friends than we are angry at each other.
Are you guys,
it was said, it was out there, it was 6 months ago. Let it go.
Okay.
We've all moved on.
I know. We haven't.
We've all moved on.
What are you, Steve? Like, Gryffindor?
We talked about this.
Ravenclaw?
Oh, yeah, Gryffindor.
You know, Gryffindor?
Absolutely.
Figure. Whatever.
Yeah, look, I mean.
I think I'm 50-50. 50%.
I'm a Slytherin.
Of course.
Yeah, makes sense.
You just screamed at us, Chrissy. We know.
50% Hufflepuff and then a smatter.
Of course you are.
Yeah, I know.
Big time. Big time Huffy Puff over here.
Fair enough.
Syracuse tomorrow.
Yeah, Syracuse tomorrow. When did they actually get to come back to practice, though? Do we know that?
I don't know that for
sure. Okay, okay. No. Because the way the understanding is, I don't believe it's been a ton.
No, and I'm really interested to see what this team looks like coming back from a COVID pause, because I know what they looked like coming back from their last COVID pause.
Yeah.
And I know there were a few players that struggled a little bit, struggled right. to find that flow again. And I'm fingers crossed hoping that we don't have a repeat of that.
Yeah.
And I don't think we will. I don't feel like we will, not to that extreme at least. You might see a few people needing a few minutes to settle in through the first quarter.
Sure.
But I don't...
See,
Dave just texted me and said, "Tell Steve everybody thinks they're a Gryffindor."
I know. I knew that was coming. I took the test, Dave. I took the test.
How many times did you take it to get Gryffindor?
It doesn't matter.
That's a fair question.
Because the Sorting Hat takes into account what you want to be.
What did you get the first time you took it?
It doesn't matter what I got.
Probably got like Ravenclaw.
I know I'm a Gryffindor.
Soft ass Hufflepuff. Just embrace it.
Hey, Charity was a Ravenclaw. That fits
well, because he's still not over being called mediocre.
Exactly.
I'm like
Charmin over here.
Still can't handle it. So mean. Well, isn't that nice?
That's very nice. I'm here to cheer you all up.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyways, though, but because I was kind of wondering about, now this is Emily's first game back against Syracuse, right?
Yeah, very, very excited about that matchup. If you don't know out there, that is where Emily Engsler transferred from, is Syracuse. Her along with, you know, everybody else on that team.
Yeah.
So I'm very, very excited to see her go up against the Syracuse team.
Sure.
I don't think we're going to have too much of a problem with them. They're 8-7, 1-4 in the ACC. They're not top tier.
No, but the pause kind of changes this game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm interested to see who's going to come out and have a big game. We're coming off of a big win. We've won, 13 in a row at this point. Coming off a big, big win last week before the pause.
Yeah.
So I don't think we're going to lose much traction because of this pause.
Sure.
I think we're going to lose a little bit, but not enough that we're going to go in and...
Well, it's interesting because, like, the men and the women, we have the same conversation as far as, like, games they can't lose. Two different ends of the spectrum.
Yeah.
The men, it's like, you can't lose because you're not going to make the tournament. The women, it's like, you, the reason why a game like this, in my opinion, is important, and you don't just... See what you do? Okay, it's the text.
I did do that. That was me.
No, it's okay. She didn't mean that. She was just angry. They, the women, though, the reason why a game like this is important is because when you're dealing in women's basketball, especially one seeds, one game can be the difference.
Sure.
Like, you know, you could be looking back at the end of the year and go, well, you've got five teams that kind of are looking to play for a one seed here, and Louisville does have that loss coming to Syracuse, you know, or something like that, where it's like could move you off. Now, you know, being a two seed, I trust Jeff Walls, that's fine. But in the women's game, man, the top, and it's more, there's more parity this year, I do think, but in the women's game, a lot of times, it's not like in the men's game where you're like, well, one seed and a two seed, really no difference. Sometimes there's a big difference in a one and a two seed to a win, because you have to go through South Carolina to make, Missouri did, so I don't know if that's as hard as it should be, which was crazy.
Well,
yeah.
Well, they dog walked Kentucky the other night.
They did. I know,
which
yeah.
It was enjoyable.
I know. Yeah, I was like, God, that was a beatdown. So it was a 70s. It was like, ended up being like 74-54.
It was a 20-point game.
Yeah,
I turned it on at the end of the first quarter and it was tied, and I was like, oh, well, that's weird. Mm-hmm. And then I turned it on later and I was like, well.
Oh, that's more like it. So stuff like that is really important. Something else I want to ask you off the court. Haley's new deal. That's a big deal.
And first ever, what, jersey?
Yeah.
I saw that.
And the reason why I say it's a big deal is when name, image, and likeness come up, we all if you don't like Louisville, or even some of the shows in the afternoon laughed at us because everybody would say, like, Haley might have the most money-making potential on campus.
Yeah.
You know, and because
and we've all been waiting for her to announce something.
Kind of, it hasn't come out.
You couldn't hear NIL without HVL. Like, I mean, they were like,
right,
was going to be the one that was going to get the major deal, and it hasn't really seemingly come to fruition yet.
But I think this thing, I mean, now.
I think it will.
Yeah, no, I think definitely. Well,
and with
this
her
is
having
that.
A jersey and a little, I think she's got a couple other things, like a little bit of a clothing line type thing, but now she's the first one.
Oh, yeah, I definitely think this is the first stone to
her jersey.
Snowball.
Sorry, I burped.
I'm trying to talk. Oh, I'm sorry. I saw that happening.
I'm like going to talk right in Chrissy's face. So, you know, no, but now you're talking. I mean, for people that don't understand, this is now you're going to go to Dick's Sporting Goods.
Right.
You're going to go to local stores. And Haley Van Litt jerseys are going to be there.
And it's like that
with
massive...
Right
if
now,
you can find one.
If you can find... Well, which you probably won't. Right now, there's one person you find. Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
Right. There's a Louisville jersey that has Mitchell that's sold. She's going to be the first person ever to have, while still in college, have her jersey hanging on retail stores. You know, it's right. like...
And it's not like that massive social media following went away either.
Right. And she's still got a massive following out west, right. you know? And,
yeah.
and it's like...
So, that's what I'm saying. If you can find one...
Yeah.
That'll be great because I think that it's going to reach a point where they are going to be difficult to find.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's a game changer deal.
It is a game changer deal. And I think it's incredible. I think it's really, really cool to see her finally getting herself out there with NIL mm-hmm. Because we did all think that she had that potential.
Mm-hmm.
She has that money-making name and money-making gameplay. So I'm excited to see that come to fruition. And
I thought it was going to come from the social media specter, like for like that spectrum first. But, yeah, I mean, I think it's... Now, I mean, a more traditional market, like just like New Jersey. Like, I thought that was interesting where it came from. Like,
yeah.
I was expecting.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like, social media ads.
You know what we also forget, too?
Yeah.
In the microwave society that is men's basketball, we do forget she's a sophomore.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, she's probably got 2.5 more years here, you know?
Right.
I mean, so it's like... I think we expected it to happen quick, and it's like, no, smart money is going to take their time.
Mm-hmm. Play the long game.
It played the long game. Obviously, she has good people behind her. Social media-wise, I mean, you know she's with Jalen Suggs. I mm-hmm. mean, you got to thank the people that now he has talked to that are pros that are probably agent-wise.
Well, yeah, and it's not like she's not on his social media either.
Like, that's a resource. Yeah,
for
absolutely.
Sure.
So it's like now I think you're starting to – everybody was like, okay, yeah, she's going to make a ton of money, isn't she? Yeah, so that was
good. We were
good.
Worried for nothing.
I know. I know. That was good to see. So anyways, yeah, I mean, you see projections, different things. I mean, you feel pretty comfortable with where Louisville or where with the women's basketball team, where they sit right now, right? You know, as far as where they're at in the ACC. Let's try to take the COVID pause out of it, even though you can't. But with the remaining schedule, I mean, things setting up pretty nicely for them.
I mean, I feel pretty good about being undefeated in the ACC loss being to Arizona.
Yeah.
Feel pretty good about that.
It feels okay. But, yeah, I mean, I think that you feel, though, even going through the ACC, I think there's a real shot. I mean, you start to say.
There's a decent
might
shot.
Not lose again.
Well.
Oh, Steve.
I know.
Don't touch
well,
the
I'm
money.
Saying,
come on, Steve.
Might not.
We've got NC State to play still.
Yeah.
We've got Duke. We've got... I hate it. Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Who knows about Notre Dame? Mm-hmm. North Carolina is surprising people a little bit this year. I think we will beat North Carolina, but I'm still surprised
is
by
NC
their
State
play.
Here?
Both.
We got them twice. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, never mind then.
Hopefully, have a post game show for at least one of those.
No post game for Syracuse.
No postgame.
Okay, okay. That's what I was thinking. Yeah,
I need to get with Dave and get with Andy and see when our next one will be for sure.
Yeah.
U of L NC State's the 20th.
Yeah, yeah. And did you see my tweet? They rescheduled our Miami game.
Yeah. I did see that.
Yeah.
I did see that. Yeah. So.
Did you see my tweet about that? About weeks worth of games there.
No.
So since they moved the Miami game to February 1st. We're scheduled to play Duke on January 30th, Miami on February 1st, Clemson on February 3rd, and Syracuse on February 6th. Miami, Clemson, and Syracuse are all on the road.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so that'll be a wild week.
Whoa.
Yeah, I mean,
it'll be a fun week.
But those, and those are weeks where you really have to, I mean, you know, it's like where when we talk about the importance of games like that, it's like you back them up so quick, and,
yeah,
and you know, you drop one, it's like the mental toughness that it takes to, like, no, you have to
stay. I think with this team too, it'll depend on which game it is, because if we go into NC State and we lose at NC State, that one's not going to
whatever
sting as bad as, yeah, going into like Syracuse.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah,
like, I think this team's going to fare very well throughout the remainder of their ACC schedule.
Yeah.
I don't see too many obstacles for them. Their biggest obstacles are going to come in NCAA.
Let me ask you one more thing, and I hate to do this because this is a terrible spot, like, to put anybody in as far as when you're covering the teams and you like the teams. It's like watching this team. I don't know if they're necessarily the best we've seen from, you know, from Walls.
No, we've had.
But they are
the
most enjoyable.
Very enjoyable.
Yeah,
but
like, it's odd.
I get what you're getting at there.
Yeah.
This is probably one of the best defensive teams that he's ever had, mm-hmm, on the court. But we have had some offensive struggles through the year.
Mm-hmm.
If they can really start to shape up those early game offensive struggles that they're having,
yeah,
I think by the time the tournament comes around, they'll be more consistent,
yeah,
and they will be one of the best teams that he's ever had.
And I think your average fan, like, I'm even talking about the average fan right now, the fan who is like, I'll go to men's games, I'll watch the women, I'll keep up with it. Okay, now I'm not saying that's your majority fan. I'm saying, though, but that person who,
yeah,
is like, just, you know,
yeah,
baseball, different things, I'll watch
which
it.
Which starts soon, by the way.
I know,
oh,
which,
yeah,
which,
yeah,
Chrissy is well-versed in, so we,
yeah,
can keep it rolling with her. But I've heard more, and Jeff Wallace has always done a tremendous job at embracing this. He knows the shadow that Louisville men's basketball cast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he understands that. I thought he's done a good job at, I mean, I didn't embrace that, but give me a chance. Like, give me a chance. Come,
yeah,
on, give me a chance. Let me see. I've heard more, and the reason why I ask you that question is I've heard more over this season of people who are in that average, like I said, I keep saying average. That's probably not the right word, but just in that circle that have said, no, I really keep up with this women's team.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I go watch them. I enjoy this team. Like, and it's just the attitude that they have. And it might be, I mean, and,
well,
I hate to compare the two. I know you don't love that, but it might be the lack of emotion.
Well, Steve, I'm not sure if you have heard this recently or not, but the city of Louisville is a women's sports team, women's sports city now.
It is.
So I'm not sure if you know that.
No, I know. No. Oh, no.
Do you think that, that kind of, like,
I know,
it, sure,
it all kind of,
into,
I mean,
it,
you,
sure,
go from soccer,
yeah,
to volleyball to, I mean, you have three prominent women's sports teams that are,
yeah,
all successful,
yeah,
in their own right.
Yeah.
So it kind of just, you know, piggybacks one off the other.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Jeff Walsh has been leading the way on that for,
right,
many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, it's hard to look at the situation and realistically, you know, of course the lack of success with the men's teams is playing a little bit into how many people are watching,
sure,
the, yeah, women's teams this year. Because there has been so much more success. I mean, we had a Final Four volleyball team this year.
That was undefeated.
It's not,
it's not,
yeah,
close.
It's not
close.
Unearned.
Mm, yeah. No, yeah, yeah.
The number
the
three team,
yeah,
in basketball, and you got four first place votes, which I,
mm-hmm,
which,
yeah,
I hilariously got that mixed up yesterday. I thought,
well,
they were last. I was like, wait, I thought they were ranked third last week. How come it says they were ranked fourth last week? Karen was like, those are first place votes, you idiot. And I was like, oh, wow, good for them. But it's interesting. They got four in second rank Stanford. The other Cardinal didn't get any.
Yeah. Well,
I should probably
have opinions
answer
on that. But
yeah, I know. Yeah.
No, yeah, no, no, no. I was also kind of bringing that up because I wanted to get your thoughts on that.
About Stanford and South Carolina still being ranked 1 and 2?
Yeah, even
and
though Louisville got four first place votes in their third.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Yeah, I know.
All right, there you have it.
Whatever. It's stupid. But I think that
whatever.
What I saw a lot of, especially on Twitter after that happened, after those polls came out, a lot of the players were upset about that.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't hold back their opinions on it.
Yeah.
And And I think that's probably going to light a little bit of fire under them. Mm. They got a little bit of a chip on their shoulder because of that now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's fun to watch. I mean, it really is. It's fun to watch. I mean, Tennessee, you know, back in the day didn't become it feels like we're living through that. Like, it feels like we're living through that generational rise of Louisville women's basketball. Truthfully.
Yeah.
You know, like, Tennessee, okay, I just knew. I never saw the process, though. Growing up, I was just like, oh, yeah, everybody loves Tennessee women's basketball.
Right.
Well, they pack it out. You don't know why. It's like we're watching generationally, we're watching the stands fill up higher. Next thing you know, now we got to open the top. Now we're opening.
And we did for the Kentucky game.
That's what I was going to say. We're opening the top for 2-3 games, 3-4 games a year.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know, it's
just open.
It's just open. Now you're, you know, and it's like generationally we're watching what Jeff Walz is doing. This is why I say when people talk about him leaving, I don't think he'll leave as long as he's done right here. I don't think he'll ever leave because you're building something into it's like, and it's fun. We're watching the process happen. And it's like that's something that I think we need to appreciate now because Xavier, my youngest, is going to grow up just knowing, oh, well, Louisville women's basketball is one of the biggest programs in the
world.
Yeah. And it's like, no, son, like, let me tell you how it got there. You know, it's like we saw
this happen.
Yeah, we watched our team get to the Final Four and lose, or get to the Final Four and get cheated in Mississippi State's case. You know, or like, and we watched and we thought, are they ever going to break through? They are going to break through. Okay, maybe they're just a Final Four team. No, this team's got it. You know,
I'm thinking of all the chapter names for the story. Like,
oh, I know.
One, I'm Shoney Schimmel. You know, another one, like, Jeff Walz buys around.
We
know?
Did.
I mean, just like all the like, little things.
Okay,
like,
we got Angel. You thought, oh,
Jeff
Angel.
Jeff Walz buys around.
I know. Yeah, it's like.
Parts 1 and 2.
Exactly.
But really, I mean, when you got Angel, it was like, oh, man, you know, okay, she turned into something great. But
yeah,
we
and he was.
Recruiting.
She was his first big name to come out of Louisville, and she is a household name now.
I know. And then when we got Shoney or somebody like that, you said, oh man, it's like one of the number one player. Well, we'll never do that again. And then you get Asia, and you're like, wow, she's like the far and away number one player. And then you're like, you know, and then you're like, oh, well, okay, maybe we do. You get Dane Evans, you get, you know what I'm saying?
I mean,
yeah, you see these people, and then you're like, well, we'll never get a Haley Van Lith. She's with Kobe out there, you know? It's like,
right.
Oh, no, we did. You know, and it's like now I think it's becoming more I mean, McDonald's All-Americans transfer from Louisville. That's a normal thing.
Oh, yeah.
They just leave.
We reload, and it's not uncommon for an All-American to transfer out of Louisville.
I think they had 2 McDonald's All-Americans this past offseason.
Yeah.
They're just like, we're not going
to
play.
And to any fan who's been closely following, it's not a surprise, and it's not necessarily, you know, some big shocking news story that needs to be covered because it happens every year almost.
Yeah.
And I did see an early draft projection, and the one, I can't remember who put it out, but they had Emily Inksler going in the top 10 and Kiana Smith going in the top 20.
Which makes you a transfer destination.
Exactly.
You know, I think you say, okay, what was Emily Inksler coming out of Syracuse? I bet it wasn't that high. You know, I mean, she might have still been an NBA player. I mean, I remember being good there, or NBA player, WNBA player, but it was like, now you can go to transfers and say, so that's a whole nother thing that's opened up to Jeff Walz. Mm-hmm. That's like,
right.
You know, I'll go to the second woman at UConn or something and go, you know, come this way. You know, it's like, and that's how you build, you know, and you outlive your competitors.
Yeah, definitely.
And Gino's like, you know, how much longer has he got? You know,
yeah. I was
like,
oh, gosh.
Okay.
Him and Muffet can just.
Oh, she's the worst. I can deal with Gino. Like,
yeah, I thought Walz and Gino actually.
Their little spat last week gave me a little bit of life.
Yeah.
Gino and Muffet.
Like, I've always been able to, like, okay, I can respect Gino like I respect Saban. Like, you know, I'm like, he's okay, you're awesome. Whatever. But, like, Muffet, it's like, she's just horrible. She's like, she always reminded me of, like, a third grade teacher.
Oh, you're just like, man.
I will say, sometimes
who do you have
when
for
locals,
science? Miss McGraw. Damn it.
Oh, you got Miss McGraw? Oh, dude.
I got Mr. Walz. He's awesome.
Sometimes when she's on ACC Network during a Louisville game, I will listen to her talk because you can tell it physically pains her to have to say anything good about Louisville.
Well, we'll close on this before we go to break real quick. Nick's more of a Kim Mulkey guy.
She had the Christian Louboutins.
Yeah.
I did respect her for that.
that's a conversation for a different time.
I'm a Renaissance man.
Okay.
What can I say?
Okay.
Gotta respect
I'm impressed.
Gotta respect the drip.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, I was trying to make a joke, but you actually changed it all around now.
Yeah, how you feel?
Wow, that was pretty good.
Yeah, put your sorting hat back on. Join me in Hufflepuff, you phony.
Let's go to break. That's too far. It's too far. You can, no. All right, let's go to break real quick. We'll come back. We'll finish it out.
Are you putting a spell on me?
Yeah,
I know. Like,
yeah.
Pointed at me.
Yeah, no, my son will. God knows. His grandparents, okay, his great-grandparents aren't exactly, how do I put this? They're not fans of Harry Potter. You know, it's like.
I had cousins who weren't allowed to watch Harry Potter.
That's kind of where we're at there. So
they were allowed to watch Lord of the Rings. That was really weird. I don't.
Right?
It's weird.
Right? Anybody that's in the, okay, I fall sometimes in that circle of people, and I'm always like, wait a minute, so you'll watch Lord of the Rings.
It doesn't make any sense.
You won't watch Harry Potter.
Right. Like,
it doesn't make any
you'll
sense.
Watch Narnia and tell me that it's it's a Christian movie, and I love Jesus. Like, I'm okay. Like, you know, like,
this but is a conversation like, for a different time.
Yeah, but I'm like, but I can't watch Harry Potter. Like, what are we talking about? Okay. Regardless, but my son is like, we're at church and his papaw is messing with him, and he was like, "Expecto Patronum." He's like, "What are you saying?" I was like, "Nothing."
Don't worry about it. It's Latin.
It's Latin.
Latin.
It's Hebrew. It's in the Bible. I don't know.
Some Old Testament stuff.
I was like, "Let's just try." Okay, Nick, how do you want to handle this? It's 11:45.
Let's take a short break.
Let's do it. Okay,
and then I'll go to Sports Center, and then we can bid Christy adieu, or you can stay by all means, whatever you'd like to do.
I'll hang out.
Yeah, we'll come back then. We'll
okay,
come back.
Yeah, yeah,
I just
cool.
didn't know if you wanted a break or what. So okay,
yeah,
well let's do that. We'll come back.
Do a little shorty, and then yeah.
Okay.
And then
cool.
Yeah.
Let's do a little quickie. A little quickie.
Have
a little quickie.
Well, that's not an afternoon, but
and right. People wonder if I'm afraid of the tech.
All right, we're gonna have a little quickie, and we'll be back. Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville. Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maben. Without Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville. Chrissy Bannon.
We need a new name for the second segment of the show when I'm here.
On Wednesdays, yeah. I know. It's like
keeping it Chrissy. Chrissy knows best.
Keeping it Chrissy. You can't do, I mean, that's.
No, it's Chrissy.
Didn't you dub it like banter with Banta at some point?
Ooh,
Banter.
Banter. Wait, Banta.
We'll figure it out.
Banta's banter.
Figure it out.
Damn it.
We will. We will get there.
Sorry to you, too. I'm used to you being so much of a basic white girl that I assumed you would have brought your own coffee today, and you didn't. And I stopped at Heine Brothers for a chai latte on my way here and did not offer you one. I formally apologize for that.
The funny thing is I almost made the joke. When she walked in, I almost was like, dang, like, this is how we became friends. Like, pineapple and pizza and coffee is like how we met. Yeah.
I just assumed you would have had your iced coffee in here with you.
I know what happens when you assume, Chrissy.
I know. And I get here in a commercial break. He's like, I gotta go make some coffee.
I know. It was bad. I didn't today. I've been actually switching it up a little bit. I've been doing almond milk espressos, things. Yeah, just trying to change it up. But I've been on a big chai tea. Like,
so ever since I had my embryo transfer and I was confirmed like pregnant, I haven't had espresso. I've been drinking nothing but chai tea lattes.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
Way less caffeine.
That's crazy. Huh. I know. Yeah, it's like they really are
with oat milk and caramel.
That sounds very good.
Okay.
Delicious.
I'm a savage. I just get the chai tea latte. I add a shot of a couple shots of espresso.
Ooh, you go dirty chai.
I know. Yes. And
dirty chai.
And pumpkin sauce.
Like, what am I doing? Hey, and the person on the text line shaming Good Charlotte right now. That was my middle school life right there. Grew up on that stuff.
Did you have a crush on Billy or Joel?
Well,
or wait,
black Benji? Fingernails,
Benji,
black lips.
Benji, Emmett. I said Billy or Joel.
I really didn't have a crush on any of them.
See, it seemed like half the girls in my school had a crush on Benji.
You can just like the music.
Girls who grew emo music like I did had a crush on any man that had bangs and wore eyeliner.
You know, Charity, my wife, is big. She was super emo. Music
I was too.
When she was younger. Yeah. Like all her pictures, like when she's younger, she looks like she's like. You know, where you look, you just get that blank look.
I want to see her old MySpace picture. Yes. I'm going to ask her later.
Yes.
What was your MySpace song? Was it My Chemical Romance? Or?
Well, mine was.
I don't know. Yeah, I'd have to ask. Yeah, she was super in that way, though. It was funny.
Jimmy Eat World's coming to Louisville with Dashboard Confessional, and I need everybody to get their act together so I can leave my house and go.
Listen, just stay away from Chrissy, okay? If you see her out, let her enjoy her life.
I haven't been out. This is the first place I've been in like
really?
2 weeks. Yeah.
Wow. Well, I'm sorry. Wow.
Well, good. I know we're
welcome
laughing.
Back to society. Yeah, we're joking. Steve and I.
I know.
True ambassadors for the planet. Absolutely.
Welcome out.
I know. Yeah. Hey, this is what
thanks,
you're missing.
Guys.
You know what? Quarantine sounds pretty good for about 6 months.
Let's head back to that.
Thanks, guys.
Tonight, I want to remind people, we do have the game at 9 o'clock. So after the game, join Taylor Lynch immediately following the Cards and the Wolfpack for the Miller Lite postgame show. Be the first place you can hear Chris Mack. It'll be on around 11 o'clock on all ESPN Louisville stations. All. ESPN
all
Louisville
of them.
Station.
Every
all
single
of.
Damn one.
Every one.
And we'll get you guys a women's postgame soon.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll
let
be
us
back.
Know. We'll make sure we pump it out on air.
We had
and
to
stuff.
Wait for the Ravens to be done.
Well, they're done. Nope. Yeah. They are out of there. Nikki, what do y'all got going on 12-3?
Let's see here. We got a U of L health segment. Pops will talk about basketball. Parley Ryan, everyone will let the cake bake. But I do want to pick his brain about maybe some lineup changes. We'll have Eric Crawford join 115. And Paulie B, Uncle Paulie, will talk some college hoops and recruiting in the 2 o'clock hour.
Okay.
And we got Jeff Greer on the call for
really?
ACC tomorrow for
really?
The women's game.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Listen out, bro.
Overdrive.
Oh, yeah. Jeff Dreer. Whatever his name is.
All right. I got to cram into Sports Center, so I didn't do it last time.
All right.
Oh,
all
okay,
right.
Bye.
9 o'clock. 9 o'clock tonight. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is Lamar Jackson, and you're listening to the home of the Ravens in Louisville, 93.9 The Ville.
Time now for an ESPN Louisville Sports Center update.
Good morning. I'm Nick Valvano. The Sports Center update brought to you by Baptist Health. Don't let joint pain get in your way. Take Baptist Health's knee and hip pain assessment today. BaptistHealth.com. U of L hosting NC State tonight, 9 p.m. That game will kick off. Chris Mack, he met the media yesterday and talked a little bit about how the Cards need to bounce back and how, yes, they lost last game, but there has been an overall improvement in offense this season. Still a little ways to go, though.
I think we're getting better with our purpose on offense. I think we're getting to the free throw line a lot longer. There are still possessions that we have to figure out how to play longer into the shot clock and produce a better shot. And that can be a frustration at times. But again, I don't think it's an unwillingness. I think it's experience and learning to play together and being patient. But yeah, I mean, there's no doubt we are taking better shots 13 games into the season than we were one or two games into the season.
Taylor Lynch has Miller Lite post game as that one goes final on all ESPN Louisville sticks. U of L women, they return in action with Syracuse tomorrow. The Cardinal women's matchup at Miami has also been rescheduled for February 1st in Coral Gables. Kentucky women's basketball team's game against Mississippi State, originally scheduled for this Thursday, has been postponed because of COVID-19 issues within the Bulldogs program. Wrapping up on the Diamond, the Bats announcing their coaching staff for 2022. It sees the return of manager Pat Kelly and features pitching coach Seth Etherton, hitting coach Alex Pelaez, and bench coach Big Dick Schofield. The Sports Center update also brought to you by Which Superior Sandwiches.
Download the ESPN Louisville app. Search ESPN Louisville for streaming, podcasts, and the latest program schedule.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.